Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of southern Lebanon. Hezbollah, a terrorist organization in Lebanon, is ready to go to war with Israel. But first, they want to assassinate the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table with more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, Hezbollah is claiming that they're stronger than the Israeli Defense Force. They're ready to go to war. Now, they've been on that ready spot a long time, but it looks really serious right now, doesn't it?
Well, it does, Jimmy. Of course, they are an adjunct to the Russian-led assault against the opponents of the Assad regime, and they've had up to 3,000-4,000 fighters, maybe more. That's what we know about. But operating in Syria, they've been, you know, involved in active combat. So they are every day going to war, as it were, every day learning new techniques and becoming presumably better fighters in the process. They possess this huge rocket arsenal that is mostly from Iran. They work with the other terror groups in Syria and Lebanon, too. And we have this week an announcement by the Israeli Shin Bet that a terrorist operation had been thwarted in Jerusalem. A 30-year-old Palestinian had been recruited by a Syrian operative. Somebody based in Syria had ordered the assassination of the Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu, and other Israeli leaders, and this man was delegated to carry some of that out. But, Jimmy, it's a very serious situation, and, of course, the Israelis don't want any war with Hezbollah. They're worried more about the situation with Hamas at the moment, but Hezbollah could at any time open up fire on Israel, and that would be under the orders of Iran, and that would be if Iran has decided to go to war against Israel. And those are the questions that remain in the air right now, and we still have that statement floating around a couple weeks ago from that Iranian general that based in Syria that they are waiting for orders from Tehran to attack Israel. Whether that will come or not, we don't know, but it certainly could, and Hezbollah would be a big part of any such operation.
David Dolan with the details about a possible war with Israel and the assassination of the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. In 1982, Iran sent Hezbollah to southern Lebanon to begin the Iranian attack on Israel. Hezbollah, when they arrived, killed over 250 U.S. Marines and through the years have been a threat to the Jewish state, most recently joining the civil war in Syria. Now Hezbollah says that they can defeat the Israeli Defense Force and are ready to go to war right after they assassinate the Israeli Prime Minister. The psalmist in Psalm 83 and verse 7 mentioned Lebanon as a part of an alignment of nations rising up to destroy the Jewish state. That stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...